Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir number 461. The reality is that if one shows love with all their heart, their husband, wife will feel that love and generally reciprocate those feelings. Kimayim panim el panim. So besides the advantage of feeling closer to your spouse, you benefit from the end results that the feelings are mirrored back to you. There was once, Rav Aaron Cohen relates that a couple went to him, a younger man, a young person complained that there was no feelings between him and his wife. And according to him, she appeared very deeply unhappy all the time, and he wasn't sure why. She didn't explain why she acted this way. She seemed very dissatisfied, and she wasn't emotionally present when they were intimate with one another. And they were about to have their first child, and understandably he felt that a child could not be brought into such a home. And they seeked help, and he asked for help despite his wife's refusal to seek help for herself as well. So he advised as follows. The two opposite approaches. The first approach, which is, he acknowledges, extremely dangerous. You need to ask an expert first. To tell your wife that you can't continue the marriage in this way. And if she doesn't get help, then you'll have to consider divorce. But again, that is very, very dangerous. And you need to consult an expert first. In this particular case that he's talking about was a case where this move was absolutely necessary because it was leading towards, unfortunately, that result. Regardless, it was leading to divorce. So if she did not seek assistance, that would inevitably happen. So then this move could be made, but again, you need to speak to an expert. But that's one option. The second option is the exact opposite. You go home, you try to become very close to her, show her warmth, give her unlimited love, even if you get nothing in return. Focus only on doing your part. Buy her things that she likes, talk to her nicely, talk to her politely. Do whatever you can to make her feel like you love her. And this is the advice that this young person took. This young person was a very warm person. He chose the second approach. And didn't take long before his wife could hardly bear to be the recipient of so much love. She realized that there's something that she needs to work on. There was something holding her back from her emotions. And she had to get professional help. And her husband's warmth to her made her feel this way. How hard it was, how hurtful it was that she's receiving this warmth and has trouble expressing it back. So she decided to get that help that she needed. The reality is that a person cannot continuously receive love while remaining cold and returning nothing. In normal situations, a woman would automatically create a loving relationship with her husband, would form a deep bond with her husband. But in this case, this woman had emotional issues. But once she got help, they went on to have an astounding shalom bayis filled with love. And this has been proven time and time again, except some rare cases of certain individuals that are way more problematic. But generally speaking, even if one's a flawed individual, if one lavishes love on a spouse, on a husband or a wife, the other one will eventually reciprocate. This method has an undeniable great success rate. You can build a bond by giving love. Through your actions, through your words, through your kindness, your own emotions will open up to your spouse, and the feelings will grow, and it'll be reciprocated. And this will create a chain of warm feelings that will hopefully last a lifetime. In Parshas Vayigash, the Ohr HaChaim says, when it says Vayigash Elav Yehuda, that Yehuda approached Yosef, So there are midrashim that it was combative as well. But he's learning Pashup Shat where he humbled himself before Yosef. And Yehuda Kamayim Panim Halapanim King Levad La'adav. He quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei Chav Zayin. So what Yehuda decided to do is he'll soften his heart towards Yosef to be compassionate, to arouse the mercy of Yosef, and to become close to him, to love him, to feel, give him honor. Why? So that Yosef, by seeing this behavior and showing that sincere behavior, that Yosef will be close to Yehuda and accept what Yehuda is trying to tell him. You see from here that you can build a bond by giving love. Usually it's reciprocated. Now what happens, unfortunately, sometimes is you don't let the other person in. A person tries to hide their feelings of love. Whether they believe it's shameful, or whether they believe it's childish, or whether they believe it's inappropriate to admit that they have inner feelings, that is not right. Unfortunately, a lot of men are this way, and a lot of yeshiva bachurim are this way, and a lot of yungalite are this way, young men, that they feel this is not them. So they hide their feelings. They consider it's childish. It's a weakness. It's shameful. It's not appropriate to admit that you have feelings, that you want to be loved and want love expressed to you, just like you need to express love to others. Therefore, it's important when you get married. It's important to learn this in the teenage years as well. This idea of being vulnerable and open to what is needed emotionally. But certainly when you get married, to open up to your spouse and allow them in. To have open, frank communication between a husband and a wife. And discuss how you could grow closer. It's something that is not normal behavior in many circles, but it needs to become normal behavior. To express feelings. Yes, it could be felt even without expressing it, but that doesn't compare to actually experiencing it and saying how you feel. And this creates a pure, deep connection between a husband and a wife.